Welcome. You are listening to a recording provided for the use of the blind and print impaired. Materials or items read on Airs LA are the copyright property of the original authors or publishers. No unauthorized use or duplication is permitted. There's something new on Airs LA every day. Hi, I'm Patty Matson, and you're listening to Style and Substance. Today's article is from Reader's Digest's June-July 2026 edition on page 14, entitled, Life Well Lived. Love, Dad. Need a shoulder to cry on? Maybe a gag to get you through the day? The men of the Dad Letter Project are happy to oblige. By Kyle Melnick from The Washington Post. On a whim, Rosie Pollock posted on TikTok about her father, who had reached a point in his life where he was wondering what to do next. She wrote in the caption, "He loves writing letters more than most people love their kids," she added, explaining that he has written her a letter every day through college, camp, adulthood. "Would you want a letter from my dad?" Pollock asked. "Or know someone who could use a little kindness from a retired professional with a killer signature and a fountain pen?" That was in July 2025, and Pollock expected a few people to respond. Instead, hundreds did. "My dad is so excited," Pollock said of her father, Buzz Ecker, who lives in southwestern Ohio with his wife, Betsy Ecker. Buzz and other dads Pollock has since recruited to respond to letter requests have spent hours writing to strangers who are looking for a pick-me-up, including many whose fathers have died. Pollock named the volunteer-run group the Dad Letter Project, and started the website dadletterproject.com, which describes its mission this way: mail that'll make you smile or cry in a good way. "It's very gratifying to be people's fathers who don't have one," Buzz says. "And it's very gratifying to write a letter to people who have never gotten a letter from a father." An ocean away, Amy Woods was scrolling on her phone last year trying to take her mind off of the 4-year anniversary of her father's death, when Pollock's TikTok appeared. Woods sent Pollock her address in Chatham, England, and a blurb about her father, though she says she didn't expect she would get a letter. But a few weeks later, an envelope arrived from abroad. Woods cried when she read the note, written by a stranger almost 4,000 miles away in Michigan. "It really reminded me of how much, I feel like I'm going to cry saying it now, of how much love I have for my dad," says Woods. Buzz grew up receiving letters himself. His mother, Peg Pine Ecker, wrote him hundreds when he went away to sleepaway camp and when he studied English at Denison University in Granville, Ohio in the late 1970s. When it was time for Buzz's three children, Pollock and her siblings, John and Annie, to attend sleepaway camp, Buzz wrote them letters too, like this one to Pollock in June 2005. "Hi, Rosie. I love you, and I already miss you a ton." Pollock received so many letters that summer that any day one wasn't delivered, she figured someone at camp wasn't doing their job. Wherever Pollock went, she was assured a handwritten letter. Her dad wrote to her when she was a teenage counselor at a wilderness camp in International Falls, Minnesota, and when she studied strategic communications at the University of Kentucky in the mid-2010s, even as many people shifted to texting to communicate. Then Pollock moved back to the Cincinnati area, about a 20-minute drive from her parents' house, and Buzz still wrote her letters every day. He typically wrote about mundane things like what kind of sandwich he ate for lunch, or more exciting events like when a swarm of hornets attacked him. Sometimes he took breaks from telling narratives to include live dialogue, with Betsy writing, "Hold on, she's talking to me." Pollock still has these letters, a few thousand in total, which she keeps in a red bin at home. Of course, writing to your daughter is very different from writing to a stranger. People who request letters tend to be dealing with a variety of issues, like grieving a loved one's death or a bad relationship with their dad. Some have recently become dads themselves and don't know what to do, while others are stressed from work, feel lost, or are recovering from a breakup. Buzz wakes up around 4 a.m. to write for about 4 hours each morning. He tells stories about his parents and his grief when they died. But he also includes light anecdotes, like how his dogs Pearl and Piper love to escape and cover themselves in burrs and mud at a river nearby. He has struggled to respond to some problems. When he wrote to a woman whose child had died, he told her about his grandmother, Evelyn Sherwood Pine, having a stillborn child in 1919. Buzz doesn't know how much money he's spent on postage and stationery for the project, saying the costs are less than the gratification that people receive and that I receive out of writing the letters. Last August, after he received his first of a handful of thank you letters from requesters, Pollock's mother texted her, "You made your father's day." Pollock, who works in communications, has found about 30 other dads to help Buzz. The dads have now mailed out more than 4,500 letters. One of the dads is Darren Timoney, her friend's father in Kalamazoo, Michigan, who used to drop encouraging notes into his son and daughter's lunchboxes before school. After retiring from his banking career last June, Timoney was seeking a new hobby. Now he says, "I wake up in the morning a little bit more motivated." Timoney wrote the letter to Amy Woods in England, including the line that made Woods cry at her kitchen table. "As a dad, I am proud of you, and think you wondering and thinking about your hippie artist dad is really special." Woods says she had a complicated relationship with her dad, David, who died in September 2021 after suffering from chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. The letter she received was written in a laid-back tone similar to his. Woods stored the letter in a box with other mementos that remind her of her family. But how long will it stay there? Forever, she says, without a doubt. Well, that wraps up Style and Substance for today, Tuesday, July 7th, 2026. If you'd like to learn more about Ayers LA, follow us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/AyersLA and be sure to click that like button. This podcast is solely for the use of the blind and print impaired. Any unauthorized use is prohibited. Reach out to someone this week.